Welcome to the porch, where, as the saying goes, we sit long, preferably with a companion, talk much, or little, depending on the mood, and laugh often. It's where we listen to the birds in the morning and the crickets at night. It's where we shoot the breeze, solve world problems, make music, and tell the occasional tall tale. Or we sometimes just sit for a spell and find rest for the soul. Here at the Collins home, we just call it porching.
Lazy afternoon, here in my heart, I know that it's true.
It's been a busy couple days, and I'm looking forward to some porch therapy with you. I'm Pam, also known as the Bee Lady, and today I've been thinking about endings and beginnings, and how we hesitate to start some things, and then how we don't want other things to end, and how we're usually right in the middle of lots of things, both starting and ending.
Daylight today can carry me through.
Summer. I wait for it all winter long. The first blush of green on trees and fields are cause for celebration. Throw the windows open wide. Watch the garden reawaken, relishing those evenings when it's still light at 9:30 p.m. We sit on the porch for hours, grandkids drawing chalk on the patio and riding bikes up and down the driveway long past bedtime. Waking at 5:30 in the morning to sunlight blasting in the window. And did I mention the glorious warmth? And then suddenly it's fall. The solar lights blinked on before 7 p.m. tonight, and it will be even earlier tomorrow. It all started on June 21st, midsummer, the longest day of the year. We'd barely gotten started, and there we were, peeking out and turning the corner. On that day, the hours of sunlight began getting shorter and shorter. Stop, all right, already. But the sun wouldn't listen. Resting low on the horizon, it blinds me as I drive, lighting the upper half of the white pine and casting long shadows over the yard and leaving us in cool shade on the porch. I experience the same feeling whenever I get a massage. The first strokes relaxing my tense and sore body are so soothing. I melt into euphoria as my muscles begin to heal under the experienced hands of my therapist. And then, about halfway through, she has me turn over. And for the rest of the time, I'm thinking, no, please don't end. Seems like we've just gotten started, and already I'm dreading the ending. My favorite hymn is Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Sometimes I feel as though I'll be raptured right then and there. I love playing this one so much. The first verse is exhilarating, powerful, transcendent, and the same with the second. And then, oh no, we hit the third and last verse, and I know we're about to end, but I want it to go on forever. Unlike the elliptical, which is so boring, I begin counting the minutes to being done the moment I begin. But some things, please, don't ever end. Holding my babies and then my grandbabies close, breathing in their sweet scent and nestling into their sweaty, curly hair. Or laughing with my 95-year-old dad. Yes, yes, I know there are seasons. Full circle, and we'll be back at my beloved summer. I can play the song, watch the movie again, or get another massage. And for those of us who live in hope, there will be a glorious reunion. It's just that this present moment does end. And Lord, sometimes I wish it didn't. Sometimes, of course, the ending is good, like the job you poured yourself into for many years, or the life you've run full steam for 88 years. One day, you realize you are tired. You want to stop and do other things. And when the time comes to bring it to a close, it's comforting to hear the words, "Well done." So, here we are, smack dab in the middle of things just getting started and things getting ready to end. Sort of like my favorite day, come December 21st, when we turn another corner and the days begin inching longer and longer towards summer. Meanwhile, we'll sit by the fireplace and celebrate the Christmas lights shining in the darkness on our way home from work. So sad when things we love come to an end. And so grateful for things we loved so much we grieve when they come to an end.
Here in my heart, I know that it's true. Good things in life, things we choose like this.
Well, it's quiet here again tonight. Remember Pippi Longstocking? She once told her young friends, when they were reluctant to go home after a delightful day together, that they had to leave because unless you go home, you can't come back, you see, and that would be a pity. Yes, I guess it would be a pity. Well, I was thinking about some great stories I'm itching to tell, mostly all true, but I'll save them for another time. But I hope you join me then. Fill a glass with your favorite beverage. Grab a chair. Don't forget the lumbar support. Put your feet up and come porch with me. Until we meet again, it's Pam Collins from the porch, where memories are made and worries are few.
All I really need is a good book to read. Swinging on my hammock outside in the breeze.
Welcome to the porch, where, as the saying goes, we sit long, preferably with a companion, talk much, or little, depending on the mood, and we laugh often, It's where we listen to the birds in the morning and the crickets at night. It's where we shoot the breeze, solve world problems, make music, and tell the occasional tall tale. Or sometimes we just sit for a spell and find rest for the soul. Here at the Collins home, we just call it porching.
I know that it's true. Good things in life, things we choose like this, lazy.
It's been a busy couple days, and I'm looking forward to some porch therapy with you. I'm Pam, also known as the Bee Lady, and today I've been thinking about something we carry with us at all times. Once a novelty, we now wonder how we ever lived without it. I'm talking about, of course, our cell phones.
Can carry me through good times and hard. My spirit's renewed from this.
Hey, will you call me? We all know what that means, since the speaker is standing mere feet away. We make the call and then follow the ring until the lost cell phone is found. It's a modern-day version of the hot and cold game we played in elementary school. Back in the day, phones were never lost because they were tethered to the wall. And so were we. The spiral cord coils were always stretched beyond their capacity as we desperately pulled the receiver into a quiet corner in search of privacy. Or we tried to reach our cup of coffee. Or grab a child just beyond reach. Cell phones are certainly an improvement in that area. We are free to talk anywhere. In the car, out in the garden, stranded beside the road, and I've even heard a toilet flush mid-conversation. Freedom has also invaded our privacy, intruding on shopping trips, car trips, and conversations while we're out to dinner with a friend. Freedom has also infinitely expanded the places in which they can be lost. Yes, we've made progress. Sort of. Technology has advanced leap years from the time we had to listen for two rings so we didn't accidentally pick up and eavesdrop on our party line's one-ring call. Common courtesy dictated that we hung up right away, giving the needed privacy. I'll admit, childish curiosity compelled me to hang on a little while, catching the latest gossip from this unknown voice who shared our phone line. When we first moved to the country, long-distance calls back home were 10 cents a minute during the off-peak hours, so we made our calls in the evening and kept it short and sweet. We now talk casually and text anytime, sharing thoughts and pictures, regardless of where we are. But when parents are busy texting or chatting on their cell phones, I cry inside for the forgotten two-year-old sitting in the grocery cart. Waiting rooms are filled with folks bent over their personal mini-computers. It is a clock, the weatherman, a dictionary, encyclopedia, shopping mall, flashlight, camera, and photo album. It's the coffee clatch. It's a reservoir of books and movies and, for me, Zen Word and other games. I do miss eye contact and random conversations. We've now reached Borg mentality. These Star Trek transhumanoids are technologically linked together in a hive mind, which is called the Collective. But unlike the Borg, whose technology is physically integrated into their brains and their bodies, we carry our phones with us. Always. In our hands, our pockets, or on our wrists. Dick Tracy in real life. We're connected as surely as if they were actually embedded in our bodies. Except when we lose them, of course. No amount of high-tech advancement overcomes our shared propensity to lose things, particularly the devices that accompany us 24 hours a day. This morning, I left my phone at home, and the panic was real. I had an hour and a half drive ahead of me. My cell phone is not only my map and GPS system, it had my notes for the talk I was giving and the address I was headed to. And of course, it was my phone. Well, fortunately, my friend had not forgotten hers, and a quick call from her mobile phone, and Steve came to the rescue, bringing it to me. Later, on the trip home, my gas tank was empty, and the Wanamingo gas station was closed. No worries, another call, and another rescue by Steve, who met me with a red can of fuel. Let's hear it for cell phones and patient husbands. The other day, we spent nearly an hour looking for his mobile phone. We searched the car, under the couch cushions, the desk, the jacket pockets, retracing every step and following the GPS locator, listening for the familiar ring. We finally found it on the microwave, on silent. Seems like we're always looking for our cell phones. Sometimes they fall into the lake. Sometimes the grandkids leave them in unusual places. Sometimes we never find them. One friend's two-year-old threw hers in the trash. Hey, will you call me? Oh, glory! The garbage can is ringing. Well, it's quiet here again tonight. My cell phone is safely plugged into the charger for the night, and I'm still in awe of the marvel of the charging station in our truck, where you simply lay the phone on a pad and the battery recharges. How does it do that? I was thinking about some great stories I'm itching to tell, mostly all true, but nah, I'll save them for another time. But I hope you join me then. Fill a glass with your favorite beverage. Grab a chair. Don't forget the lumbar support. Put your feet up and come porch with me. Until we meet again, it's Pam Collins from the porch, where memories are made and worries are few.